Hello, and welcome to the Benevolent Disruptor. It's a podcast about disruption. Disruption to your organization as you seek higher levels of agility, but benevolence, where you see kindness as being critical to your change process. In the podcast, we'll talk about getting your agile system to perform whilst reconnecting your people to purpose. In this episode, we're going to talk about using agile as a cost-out strategy and why there's probably better ways to transform your organization and uplift agility. So let's talk about taking cost out of how a business operates. Usually this means reducing the amount of people or the workforce. So let's talk about that in the context of changing the way you work or an agile transformation program. In this episode, I'm pretty much going to put it to you that that is a very, very bad idea. And I'm not going to get you to take my word for it. So let me draw on a bit of a reference. I mean, I don't buy many books on Agile. I'm a bit of a lazy reader. I read Agile books when they help me do something. But recently I did buy one and I read it cover to cover. And it's called Doing Agile Right, Transformation Without Chaos. And it's written by three authors who work for a tier one global consultancy. And they pretty much three of the most experienced people in doing very large, very complex transformation, agile transformation programs. And in chapter eight, it's called Doing Agile Right. And the very, very first point they make is to not mix up transforming the culture and the way you work in your organization with taking cost out of the organization. So that very much marries up with my experience. Because what happens when we start talking about change, people will start getting concerned and fearful already. The very first thing people ask when they hear that some change is coming, well, how is that going to impact me? And Agile's no different from that perspective. So if we're mixing up reducing headcount the size of our workforce with a process of adopting different ways to work, it's really a recipe for trouble. And that's what we're going to explore a little bit in today's episode. Because the primary challenge we have when we start talking to an organization around productivity and reduction in the workforce is people start to become fearful. Fearful. And when people become fearful, they tend to not be so open to change. And therein lies the challenge for us disruptors who are encouraging or enabling the organization to try a different way to work. So this leads to what I've called the productivity and purpose tension. And that's what we're going to explore this a little bit today. It's a tension between getting the workforce deeply engaged in the organization and what it's trying to do, and even feeling like their personal and professional self is aligned with the values and the mission that the organization is on. And if we can get those two things lined up, we really start to unleash the power of our people. The other side of the tension is productivity. Or let's talk about it as organizational performance, or getting things done, or meeting our commitments, or making profit, or serving those that our organization, you know, who are our customers to our organization. So I want to talk, first of all, about the first side of that. Let's talk a little bit about purposefulness for the folks that are working in the organization and why that's so important in this tension between purpose and productivity. So purposefulness, that is, why am I here? What's getting me out of bed today? As a worker, I'm getting up and I'm thinking, okay, I'm heading in to the office virtually or using my 2 feet to get there. And I'm considering, do I care? Is this organization worth discretional effort that I've got? So this is something I talk about a lot as I'm coaching sponsors of change. And I say to them, if you want productivity, we need to tap into the discretional effort of the workforce. And what does that mean? Well, everybody can go the extra mile if they want to. In other words, they can spend the extra effort they have, and I usually estimate it's around 20% of time that people can do, that people can invest, if you like, in the purpose or the mission of the organization. Or they can use that 20% to go out for long lunches or stand around and meet nice people at work or go home early or check out or do busy work as opposed to valuable work or meeting outcomes. So it's this discretional effort that you can see in high-performing organizations or high-performing systems of work. There's a visible sense of urgency without fear. People are investing time and extra discretional effort to serve their team and to serve the wider organization because they care. So this is one side, if you like, of the purpose and productivity tension. If we can spend the time thinking about and structuring processes and ways of working to reconnect people so that they care, to reconnect them to the purpose of their team firstly, and then to their area of the business or organization, and then the wider purpose of the organization, we start to get this energy being reinvested from our workforce into the mission of the organization. And that is really what we're going for. Then the productivity question almost starts to take care of itself. You start to see that, week to week, month to month, quarter to quarter, people are getting more done with the same amount of folks doing the work. So in a way, purpose is the fuel that really untaps or unleashes this discretional energy or effort of the workforce. So what does that mean? What does that mean if you're coming in and you're the sponsor or you're structuring a program of change around agility? How do I make that work, Niall? You're asking me. Well, I think it's really important to have the harder aspects of change, this idea of what's our system to ensure we're productive? What are the policies, processes, tools, and agreed ways we're going to do things that within that system, that hard system of processes and agreed ways of doing things, can people then flourish with some level of autonomy? In other words, how can they just get on with it without the inefficiencies of old traditional ways of working? And that is what Agile's supposed to unlock. So if we can set up teams to be free of all the administrative burdens, they will be able to invest their discretional effort knowing that they're going to have an impact, knowing that at the end of the day, the quarter, the month, or the year, they can look back and they say, I made a difference to this purpose. So that's really why we need the hard practices and the agreed processes and documentation and governance and all of the things that Agile will have contained within it. We need the productivity system or the performance management system to be in place to then allow the people to thrive and aspire and be motivated, because we're connecting what they do to this sense of purpose. So it's almost like the hard and the soft of an agile change program. And this is often where programs can get a bit wrong. They don't fully implement a solid agreed system before they start mobilizing people into the change, and then, or they try and get people really excited about the change with a lot of rah-rah, but they haven't got the system in place. And by that, I mean they haven't redesigned the part of the organization with roles and responsibilities. And they literally throw the new way of working at a cohort of people and then wonder why that doesn't stick, wonder why it's a frustrating change process, and wonder why we're not getting high outcomes or productivity or lots of value being delivered. So put the hard system in place and then let the people perform within it whilst aligning them to the purpose of the work. And I think it's that combination of things is really where you start to see high performance. If you overdo the cultural work without putting in the process and the proper designs, it's really going to be difficult. So that's some thinking and some ideas on doing Agile right, considering cost out as not really an optimal strategy, because it creates fear for people's jobs, which means, you know, they're not thinking about the organizational purpose because they're scared. They're scared whether they're going to have a role next week, next month. The opposite side of that is make announcements to people to say, we're moving to Agile. This isn't about cost out. Everybody's job is safe. Now let's get on with the job of doing change. That is more of a kind, benevolent approach to disruption than simply mobilizing on a change and leaving people uncertain as to whether they'll have a role in the new way of working. Hopefully there's some tips and some tricks and some thoughts that's provoked in you about using cost out as part of your Agile change program. Well, that's episode one. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Niall McShane, and if you'd like to learn more about what I do or what our business, Source Agility, does, then you can go on and have a look at our website, which is sourceagility.com.au. In future episodes, we'll be talking more about the future of work, Agile system performance, and of course, how we connect the people that do the work to the purpose of the organization. Thanks for listening. See you next episode.